So, Olivia, it's good to catch up with you again. Now, to kick off, you've been described as an artist and an illustrator. What do you get most satisfaction from?
I would still describe myself as an artist who sometimes works on books. And in fact, I'm not trained in either fine art or illustration. So I suppose my approach is always... It depends. If I'm starting an artwork, I realised retrospectively that I'm always starting with a subject or an idea and sometimes a story in mind. Obviously, illustration is the process of interpreting somebody else's idea, somebody else's narrative. But I think I approach both artworks that I make of my own and illustrations that I do for other people in a fairly similar way.
Well, some illustrators have a very definitive style, like Quentin Blake, who does Roald Dahl's books, and I think he also now does David Walliams' children's books. But yours is very wide-ranging, from the, let's say, the simple and obvious poster of for Michael Morpurgo of War Horse, to the more amazing and imaginative Fantastic Beasts. So what inspires you most, and where do your ideas come from?
Well, I think the look of my work, if there is a look, and the style in which I work is, and the fact that I don't have an illustration style, maybe, is based on the fact I'm not trained in illustration. And in fact, all of my work is made using varying techniques, often in combination. So I use a lot of printmaking, etching, which has a certain look in itself. I'm using collage, I'm using oil painting. So I would say that what most inspires me are real subjects, not the fantastic at all. In fact, I was quite surprised when I got chosen to illustrate Fantastic Beasts, because I don't exist at all in this realm of fantasy. What inspires me and what I did for that book was look as much as possible to the real world, to the inspiration, amazing, truly fantastic things we find in nature that we're in the process of destroying, but real species, and also finding what is fantastic in the immediate surroundings, in the ordinary. But the Warhorse artwork I did for Michael Morpurgo, that was created using the same techniques as I've used in Fantastic Beasts. So I don't know, it's difficult for me to say.
The two have come together, in a way.
I think, I will approach everything I do in the same way. So I would not have chosen to approach Fantastic Beasts in a different way to anything else. But I was aware that Fantastic Beasts, you've got to really have a wide range of techniques and styles to make, because there's illustration everywhere on every page, for it to not become repetitive and monotonous. But I think if I look different to other illustrators, it's because I'm using probably quite a wide range of techniques and materials and media, and because I don't have a training in any specific medium.
Maybe you've got the talent and the skills. Now, most importantly, what we're really here to talk about is what can we expect to find at the forthcoming at the exhibition at La Roche-sur-Gou?
Well, this is amazing. I was contacted 2 years ago by Nolwenn Herry, who's the director of the exhibitions, and she was asking if I would exhibit with them, because what is really amazing is that they're doing an exhibition every year in the autumn dedicated to illustrated books or illustration, which is something I've never seen anywhere else. And so, of course, I was delighted to be asked to do this. This exhibition will be including 4 books that I've worked on, 2 books for Michael Morpurgo, and 1 book for Jessie Burton, the Medusa, that I was working on last time we met. And that came out a few months ago, so that's very exciting. And also, we're including a few of the Fantastic Beasts, which were exhibited at the Natural History Museum in London, some of which have gone to Toronto, but hopefully a few of them are coming to Brittany. There's about 70 artworks altogether. There'll be also display cases with different, I don't know what you call it, paraphernalia.
Curiosities.
Curiosities and sketchbooks and a few things to help show how the work is made. So, yeah, there's about 60, 70 artworks altogether, a range of drawings, paintings, etchings, and also there's a couple of sculptures that will be displayed
as well. So a very eclectic range of artwork.
Fairly eclectic, yes. Yeah. And obviously 4 different books, so you're getting 4 different, maybe 4 different looks. I don't know if they all look the same or not, but... No, it's really nice as well, yes, for the publishers to have this opportunity of promoting their books, and
absolutely,
I'm hoping that they might come along. But
yes, and yeah, it could lead to something a little bit productive, profitable.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the object of the exhibition, and the Rochegue is such an amazing venue. I went to see it first time round a few months ago, and I just went round the exhibition they had of the Anime Ex Musica, which was amazing in itself. But I was torn between the artworks in the exhibition, which were recycled old instruments, musical instruments that have been created into sculptures of insects, and as well as loans from museums and collections. And then also the building itself. It was just a big, overwhelming,
stunning experience.
It is. It was great.
I believe also that you plan to do a couple of workshops. Is that right?
I know we've definitely got a workshop on the 6th of November. So I'll be trying to... I can't actually take a printing press up there. Even the small printing press I've now got installed in my studio in San Nicodem. Even the small one is too heavy. I've just put wheels on it, but it's not going to roll all the way to the Rochegue. But we'll be able to explore some other techniques, probably drawing, painting, and talk about how the work's made.
And will that be open to every age group, any age group, or children? Or
I'm happy to have anyone come.
Anybody from who wants to go?
I don't know if, if the Rochegue is putting age restrictions or not, but no, I think it's so. The same way I do with the books. I've never sat down to make illustrations that are for a certain age group. My first illustration commission was for Michael Morpurgo's Where My Whaleys Take Me.
That's brilliant.
Which
I love
the first book I ever did.
Oh, it resonates with every child, I think, and who's got wellies, haven't they?
Yes, well, and what I suppose I wanted to do was make it not just for children, and it became, amazingly, it became something that older people have enjoyed too, or grandparents have enjoyed with their children and grandchildren, and it's been bought for babies, it's been bought for older people. So yeah, no, really, I don't have any, I don't have an approach that is...
ageist, particularly.
No, and I don't work in a style that I think is particularly for children either. I'm working on a book about crows at the moment, which is, I think, for quite young children. There's very little text in it, but I'm still doing oil paintings, and I'm still doing all the things that I would normally do, because it, for me, depends.
And that's interesting, because crows aren't the most attractive of bird species, are they? They're interesting, perhaps, but they're almost like the bad boys of the bird world.
Yeah, they're not very well viewed, certainly not by farmers and people trying to grow crops. But we don't really have many crows here at San Nicodem. We've got a lot of jackdaws, but there's not many crows. So I've been trying to find examples to study.
So, finally, have you ever thought of writing your own and illustrating your own book?
A lot of people ask that question, and it's not something that I'm ready to do right now. I just think there's so many books out there. There's so many... I think everybody thinks they should write a book. Yeah, I'm not confident enough that it would have to be good enough to justify the trees that are cut down to make the paper, and that I'm not there yet.
Well, maybe one day there'll be the light bulb moment will go on and you think, yes, here it is, I've got the words in my head, and or maybe it will start the other way with drawing some pictures and then thinking, oh, I'll put a story to go with those.
I don't know, because already I doubt whether my drawings are good enough half the time, and to then tackle the words as well. I think words is it's an art form in itself, and it would be a little arrogant of me to think that I could start writing as well as illustrating. But I love what I really like is responding to other people's writing, and particularly poetry, where there's not all the words there, if you see what I mean. So it's suggestive and it's prosaic.
Say poetry is the highest form of human thought.
Yeah, and it's something I've worked on a couple of anthologies of poetry, and it's something I would like to do more. But I've got a big respect for people who can use words well, and I don't count myself as one of them.
Well, best of luck with the exhibition. I look forward to coming up to see it, because I actually haven't been to La Rochegue, and I've heard a lot about it. I keep planning to, but something. Anyway, so best of luck, and I know you're very pressed for time, so I'll let you get on.
Oh, well, thank you very much.